It's the Dissect DJs with a song that everybody knows. But before we get into the song that everybody knows they didn't know they knew before they knew it, we got to introduce ourselves. We got the Dissect DJs, DJ MC Jag in the building with my boy, Steez. What up, Steez?
Because we are the DJs like to spit it, mix it, throw it back, and dissect it. And that is Tom's Diner.
Tom's Diner.
That mystic sound. That
you've heard
feels
that before.
Like a,
I guarantee it.
I was like falling into like a slight trance.
As I always do.
You know what I mean? Like song. It feels like something that you'll kind of fall asleep to, have like a little spiritual moment with. Actually, what year is this?
1990 is what this ran.
1990? I thought it was so much older than that.
No, it says it on my thing. I'm not sure if that's right, but I'm pretty sure.
All right, well, let's use mine. Mine says 1987.
Wait. 67? I'm using my glasses. I'm sorry.
Oh,
bringing out the
Castle's
glasses.
Eyes are done from editing.
Yeah, I know, but like it's because it's a very small font. 1987.
April 1987. So what? I don't know what your source is, but
bullshit source.
Apparently. And it's by an artist called Susan Vega. Yeah. So there you go. We've
all heard it. This is one of those songs. Like, song. You didn't know the name of it though. I can guarantee because I never knew it. It's like what?
I wouldn't say that. A lot of people know this name. It's a famous song. I didn't know it for many years, but I heard it like 8 years ago, and now I always know it as Tom's Diner. Why is it Tom's Diner? What is Tom's Diner? Is it a figment of your imagination? Is it an actual physical location?
Is I would it like to go to Tom's something? Diner. I bet they have fantastic French toast.
Maybe some pancakes.
French toast is better.
They probably don't have good steaks, though.
No, they got the cheap. They got the cheap steaks. They got the like the sirloins that are bad.
Like the
cut.
Stuff they got at Norm's. Hey, by the way, what's the best part about Norm's?
Open 24 hours.
The place never fucking closes.
Never closes.
Justin used to live like around the corner from a Norm's.
Right there.
And every single time we drove by it, I'd say, you know the best part of Norm's? Place is never fucking closed.
Never fucking closed.
Go there at any time.
And it never was. I used to hit that place up randomly for
We did. Yeah, it was a great thing to have around the corner.
A couple things about this song. Number one, the lyrics of this song are very interesting. We're going to go over those pretty quickly here.
That's what we do.
On top of that, number two is the amount of times this song has been redone.
Oh, this song is legendary in the atmosphere of music. Like, so many people love the beat, the general vibe. It's so relaxing and smooth and easy to work off of. A lot of artists have been like, I think we could rework that. Let's workshop that. So, we're going to cover some of those. And, try to figure out what the hell this song is about. Do you want to use one of those chips right now to play one of those versions that we had?
Yeah, let's get into one of them. All right. And then we'll talk about the lyrics as we go through. But
let's start with one of those.
This one's a crazy one. This one from Fall Out Boys. You may know it. It's called Centuries. So I don't know if you guys heard it. It was at the beginning. He started getting in there, his song. And
of course they heard it.
But let's go back again.
No, I don't want to hear it again. Stop it.
There it was. You guys heard it.
Such a soothing way to start a song.
That's why they did it, obviously.
It literally feels like it lives in your brain, in your psyche. It just relaxes you. All right, so let's see. Did we get to the part where they actually start, like, saying the lyrics a little
bit? No. You want the actual? Let's go back to that.
Let's hear what they got to say a little bit so we know what's up. Because here's the thing. None of us know why the song is named Tom's Diner. Again, we could always research it. That's not what we do here at the Dice.
If we research, we wouldn't be.
That was the fun. Here's the thing. We like to figure it out on the fly and learn as we go alongside you. We're strapped in next to y'all. So we're going to figure out why this song is called Tom's Diner, and then you'll hear us figure it out. And maybe we don't. But either way, let's eat some pancakes.
All groovy, relaxing song. However, I feel like she's just talking about
hanging out at a diner.
Her basic experience.
Yeah.
Hanging out at a diner.
But like, that's it's fine.
It's
honestly,
like the most simplest. It's really confusing. Because
honestly,
it's like,
that's fine. It's like if you're singing about Tom's Diner and you're making it a relaxing thing, like it almost feels like sometimes when you think about what a diner is, it's like it exists as a place sometimes where people have a wind down. Beauty of diner, like we talk about
startup,
dorms.
Or a startup, like a breakfast kind of thing.
Start of your day, end of the day. It's beauty of thing is like that both people could be crossing paths at like 6 in the morning. You know what I mean?
True.
And the activity in a diner, generally pretty casual, pretty common. You can almost like put your own experience in that existence. So it's like whatever you're going through, people might be coming off like a gnarly trip and be sitting there in their booth like, I need some coffee. Like
there's coffee with milk.
Somebody
might write the lyrics real quick. Read
the next booth over, they might be existing in like the start of their day and being like, I got a crazy job interview today. And and it's like, what is happening around them? That is what is existing at Tom's Diner. And as the lyrics say,
just read through it.
Sitting in the morning.
She's sitting in
the morning. Diner on the corner.
Diner at the corner.
I am waiting at the counter. For the man to pour the coffee. Very generic stuff right now so far. I see it. I get it, yeah. And he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, she's getting ready to fight about that.
I would be too. Fill my coffee halfway. You let's go. Fill it up. I need at least 3 of these.
How many cups of coffee did I pay for? 1? Why am I getting charged half?
No, you get unlimited once you get coffee. That's the great thing about
I know,
coffee.
But at least 1, not half. Not fuck half. That.
And then what'd she say? That. So what happens there?
He's looking out the window at somebody coming in. All right.
Somebody coming in.
Yeah. All
right. And then what's the next part? Go ahead and go right
into she goes into all the da-da-das, which is also, by the way, when you look at the lyrics on screen, it's funny how many da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
It's about like 48 of those. Yeah.
They might have even cheated us a few. None of us are keeping track. What if somebody actually counted all of them? Or like, you guys left out 8 da's?
You guys missed the da's.
Yeah.
They might not have. They might be perfect there. And then the next, go through the next line. What does she got?
It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter. Mm-hmm. To the woman who has come in, she is shaking her umbrella. And I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos. Kissing hellos. So that's like they're exchanging kisses as a hello. And I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. That's a very generic setting that I don't even think this would play in like a nonfiction novels where they
like
have
not enough.
Yeah, where's the action?
Is there anything? Is there any?
She made it sound like something exciting was happening. Like, hey, you only fill up half my coffee, and he was looking out the window, and then it was like, oh, somebody's
coming
in.
And then here's my question. Here's what irritates me about this whole thing is this lady comes in. He said, hey, it's always good to see you. She shakes her umbrella. Is she shaking that fucking thing inside? Like, is there a bunch of water going on inside? Did she shake
this? Do that outside the
you
door.
Do that outside. So it sounds like she's doing that shit inside.
Step, at least one step outside.
She sounds like she's doing it inside. If she's doing it inside, she's a fucking asshole. But I guess she does it often because the bartender already said, or not even bartender, I guess it's the...
The cafe clerk, whatever you call him. I don't know. What's the name of him? What's the name of the person
waiter,
that works at Tom's
waiter,
Diner?
A waiter?
I guess so, yeah. That would be it.
Came in and he. All right, what's the last? There's one more line, right?
Did we get to that point yet?
No, we'll play it in a second. Just read it and then we'll play it so it sounds good.
Oh, man. Just based on the first line, I'm already like, I feel like...
I would like to know what finishes the story.
This is the most mundane...
I kind of want to know if it goes anywhere. That's why.
There's a reason I never actually follow the story. I open up the paper, so I'm immediately like, ugh, okay. What? Nothing really exciting ever usually happens after that sign.
Really? Yeah.
There's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. Okay. It was no one I had heard of. And I'm turning to the horoscope. She's done with that story already. She kind of like, oh, somebody died. This is just a person that's like bored reading the paper. Like, oh, like this actor died. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
What's my horoscope today? And I'm looking for the funnies. Literally just like sifting through the paper.
Right
being
past
like,
the dead guy. And
when you
like,
go to the funnies, you're literally out of like interesting stories.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling someone watching me. Oh. And so I raise my head.
It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter. To the woman who has come in, she is shaking her umbrella. And I look the other way,
and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the story.
You think it's going anywhere?
I hope so. Come on, give it to us. Oh, I think it's going to go somewhere. It better not. It better. Here we go.
There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me. She sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral.
That's the end.
It might be. Did we go any further?
No, let it go. Groove with me, Castle. Yeah, that's the end.
That's the whole story.
They ended with a cathedral sound and some like bells going on and stuff. Like, what?
Hey, I have an idea for a new name for this song.
A redundant. Redundant diner.
Woman goes through boring-ass day, and nothing happens. So she sings about it. Fortunately,
that story goes nowhere.
The singing is very melodic.
It goes nowhere.
We can enjoy the beat.
So what was the last two lines, man? She went nowhere.
I don't even want to read, dude.
She went to a cathedral sound.
It was all like...
And then the sounds came in for a second, and then she was like, and...
It was literally the most boring, mundane day, like, just drawn out. And you know what? Because this beat is fucking dope, and it kind of makes you feel like something exciting is happening... You kept like getting kept left grooving. On a hook.
And every time it goes, okay.
You know what it was like? It was like watching a TV show from like the 60s where like they end the commercial break with like a knock on the door. And everybody's like, who could that be? And then the sounds make it like sound like, and like, and then it goes commercial break.
Some famous actor walks not in even. And everybody cheers.
Not even. The door opens and it's like, hey, I'm your neighbor, Phil. Just to let you know, your newspaper got put in my yard instead.
Oh, thank you, Phil.
Have a good day. Hey. They close the door. And they're just like... What else? What else? What else? What else? Hey, should we go to the cathedral? You guys want to pray a little bit? We could hear the ring bells. Like... Nothing happens in this entire
happens. Nothing happens. He says, some guy says hi to the girl. She does her umbrella. Then she goes over here. Then she takes her to the cathedral. Nothing. There's no substance to this entire thing.
She made this whole like dramatic point that like this woman was looking in. And then she took like three. Okay, look, I'll tell you what she said.
Yeah, read the whole last two lines. That way we get a good understanding of just how nothing the song goes.
There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me. Because she sees her own reflection. It's how windows work sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt. And while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Because it's raining outside.
Alright, last one.
Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain again. And I finish up my coffee. It's time to catch the train. This bitch is literally like went to a coffee shop, didn't even see anything exciting happening, like focused way too much on
read a bad story,
the person that delivered her coffee and the random lady that walked in.
Did he ever refill her coffee?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That wasn't addressed, I don't think, later.
Oh.
She didn't even have the stones to be like, to hey, refill.
There's nothing to talk about. Very little to talk about. Other than the redundancy of how nothing this song does. It's crazy. Because I feel like nobody's actually paid attention to the lyrics of this. And the fact that it's so redundant and nothing is like amazing. It's almost astounding
how but
nothing.
Do you know why it works? Because fucking beat is fucking classic, dude. And the rhythmic tones of her doing that right there. Are you kidding me? It's just soothing.
I'm relaxed.
I'm relaxed listening. I don't even know how we're talking about it right now. I kind of feel like laying on the floor and just chilling on a fucking.
So peaceful. And then the beat. And then the beat, dude. The beat comes in. It's fantastic.
And the beat comes in. It's fantastic. That's why it's been reutilized
so many times.
So many times. So let's go ahead and we can do that. We I can talk you. About some
let's
of the
ones.
Let's
go into one of them. Let's go into a Latin vibe one with Mikey Towers and.
Let's get a Latin vibe on this. Wait. What's his name though?
I should say Benny Blanco or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, Benny Blanco.
Benny Blanco, and it's called DeGenere. DeGenere.
All right, I'll do the.
Was it?
I sent the name to you in a text, so now I feel like I need
DeGenere, dude.
Oh, yeah, DeGenere.
See? He thought he was going to say it any better than me. And he goes over here. I think it's DeGenere.
It's a weird name. I will point out that you said it way worse the first time, but it is by Mikey Towers, and it's featuring Benny Blanco. That's what it sounds like.
Por tu cara sé que quieres, yo sé bien cómo tú eres. Tú tienes hombres demás, también te gustan las mujeres. Por amor nadie se muere, nadie, por amor nadie se muere. A la disco ya no le cabe un alma, y la nota subiendo los niveles. Ropita sexy pa' que me la modele.
As you could see, right at the beginning.
Oh, fucking cool version of that song.
As you could see.
Love what y'all did with it.
I don't know what he's saying, but it sounds just like the other one, right? It sounds
like
just like.
It's like he's speaking another language or something.
But he put words on it. So that's cool.
Yeah, as long as you work with that tone. And by the way, we looked up like 20 different. There's so many different reversions of this.
So many different.
Some of them are really bad. Some of them are really bad by artists you know. You want to hear one of them?
Oh, what are we doing? Let's go. You know, one of the most asinine, just ridiculous ones.
Do you want to hear one of them?
It's frustrating.
It's by an artist you won't believe has a track this bad.
It's really bad. So we all know him. I mean, gangster, mm-hmm. gangster. That's why, hit him up.
Hip hop legend.
Mr. Tupac.
Let's see what Tupac did with this.
Tupac, show us something special, please.
Late night cooling with my homies, drinking Hennessy and cold brew. After smoking, stopped in Oakland. Got the munchies for some soul food. So we stopped to get a bite to eat at the local barbecue. It's just another boring Monday, and there's nothing else to do. Now as we stepped out of the car, I heard someone behind me biting. So I turned to look and find out what's the cause of this excitement. And brother was a dope fiend, and the other was a dope man. And the dope man had an AK, said he'll spray, and he's not joking. Well, it seems to be.
Hey, that's not getting better.
I thought he was gonna at some point go and do that. Yeah, you know, like Tupac. He come in like
shit goes on for 15 minutes. I don't know how long it goes. I haven't got past that.
My goodness, Tupac. That was one of the bad tracks of it. That was
sometimes hip hop and singing need to be addressed as they meet that corner and they like turn around and they're like at the intersection and be like,
stop.
All right, look. I understand that you're kind of trying to do this with a rap vibe, and this song kind of needs to be more sung, and you're sort of doing it at this cadence.
Stop.
We need a little more something.
I need a little more gangster, dude.
Like,
I need a little more gangster vibe from you, sir. You cannot do that. You know who tends to do the singing thing in songs, though?
What?
And is decent at it? And hip-hop. You got to give it to him. And then he also do this. You got to give it for Drake and the Juice track that he came up with.
Before that, I just have to say, I think that's the worst Tupac song I've ever
heard. By far. Like, by a lot.
Really bad. There's a reason you haven't heard that.
It's not even close. That definitely is. When you showed me that earlier, I was like, that's not Tupac. I was almost disrespected that it was Tupac.
I was mad. I was mad to find it.
Very disappointed.
But only those kind of things can be covered here on the
Dissect.
All right, let me hear how Drake did it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Boy Wonder. Drizzy.
We almost don't even know go to the lyrics. That's fantastic.
I already like
he beat. Turned the beat into the what did and turned it into a beat, and now it's legit for a hip hop song. I don't want to hear what he's gonna say because like I feel like he's gonna blow it if I go into any lyrics.
We have to push forward. I like the Akama House has like a video game, like an old school video game sound with the like the what he did to
it. He's gonna blow it from your castle. I don't want to play anymore.
We have to push through.
Really like me, I can understand. My flow is sitting right inside the pocket on my pants. I'm still fly, you can't float. Run this shit, you same boat.
Dope. It turned dope. It hit hard.
I honestly want to hear where it goes with this.
Maybe, yeah, but I don't want to. We have many other tracks.
Still afraid he's gonna ruin
it. No, it's just it's good. And if not, we're gonna start dissecting a different fucking track.
Let's get out on a high.
It was good. Drake, I gotta give it credit, David. Drake, good shit, baby. That was nice.
And that takes a lot for Justin to like.
No, I wasn't. I was like, oh no, this is about to.
Yeah, Justin's always ready to hate on Drake, but like that was.
And then it hit. It gave me a little shoulder.
I'm gonna listen that one later. Yeah, that was the best one yet. I would say.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to another hip hop. Like one of my favorite producers and best that could possibly make this sound good, my boy Timbaland and Aaliyah. Let's see what you got. You guys hear it? It was at the
Artemis.
Beginning.
Yeah, it was at the beginning. No, Timbaland was doing the da 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 the whole time. You know what's awesome about this is this is such a great exercise and just like hearing what different producers will do with something and here I will take it. Like, because like that had such a Timbaland sound to it. Drake's song had such a Drake sound to it. I don't really know what the fuck Tupac was. I kind of wish I could get a do-over from Tupac because I feel like he could have done like something way better.
That was like a bad off day for him. Like he probably had something like Jada was fucking with him that day or something.
I don't know.
And then
you even heard what Fall Out Boy did with it. But like, here's something I've always wanted. I've always thought this would be the coolest competition for like a music series.
You got 1 hour. Here's a beat.
Here's what. Yeah, I almost understand why it can't be done because of like copyrights of like music. But like, let's take a sick beat. Somebody makes a dope beat. Maybe like an up and comer like beat maker, right? And then they take in some of the best music producers in the world.
Top 100 producers. You got 2 hours.
No, you don't need. You just give me like 3 or 4, and then we're gonna be
either
like,
way competition to hear how it's coming together. And then the fourth,
you guys take a day with it.
No, not day. I need it quick. I need it 4 hours. No, best producers.
I'm fine with
best
a day.
Producers. I disagree with you on this. Okay, I want it to be a TV show, man. Two hours.
It doesn't need to be a live
2 hours.
Show.
2 hours live show.
No, it doesn't even fuck the live show. It could be like a fucking cut to tape edited. Like,
no, I don't like it.
And then we see what each person did with it. And this is why I'm okay with it taking more than like 30 minutes. It's because then they can go get their artist on it. What singer do you want it? What rapper do you want on it? Where do you want them? What do you do with it? Because so many of these songs, when we hear the beat, it becomes associated with like that's that song that we know is this. But what if they all didn't know about what that other person was going to do with it? And you could hear a wide spectrum of how all these different artists hear this beat and what they can do with it. Mm-hmm. And it could turn into completely different songs.
That could be a good season.
The problem with
it
is then like which song lives. Then they all live in perpetuity as like their own enterprise. And it's like which song is like the real song. And we could have this dope beat that doesn't exist in a single property. So that's why it won't happen. But I always thought that would be an awesome reality
like
show.
Like a producer reality
just,
show.
Just to show like the best producers.
Like UFC except producers.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't
they
have
all
that.
Fight and shit. That'd be funny if they're fighting. They steal each other's beats.
It would turn into there would be some sketchiness going on. I guarantee somebody would be like, Snoop Dogg would be like, oh yeah, I actually just got a call from other home dude. He's trying to get me on this track. And then they'd be like, you trying to poach Snoop Dogg for me? I had Snoop Dogg's idea on this track.
I don't know, with the money, that's where I go.
Yeah, yeah. It would get interesting. I'm just saying.
Interesting.
I'm saying Netflix, put me on as a producer.
All right, well,
figure it out.
Let's keep these versions. We got two more versions of this. Let's go into this one. More of an EDM. David Guetta decided to do it. You know,
let's go EDM with that.
You know how David Guetta likes to put together any redo. He's almost the pit bull of EDM, right? Now let's hear what he had to
change
do
it up. Then
let's see.
And I'll show you love the way it's supposed to be.
Shut up.
I thought they did a good job turning it into like a happier song.
Yeah, it's like a joyous.
They turned it joyous. Before it kind of had a vibe, and this is the thing I'm talking about with this series idea.
Pina colada on the beach.
It had this idea before of sort of being like a rainy day, which is cool. Kind of a rainy, mundane day, but you're like in your own head and you're thinking about stuff. Maybe you're overthinking stuff. Maybe you're overanalyzing stuff. That's what I got from the original version. A lot of the other people have done the same thing with that. David Guetta kind of took it and was like, let's make it sort of like a happy, uplifting, this is going to be a good day. Like, we're going to dance today. Yeah, let's have a...
We're going to have pina coladas on the beach and hanging out and relaxing and get out of here. I mean, I just don't like David Guetta music.
You're afraid of anything he does. You didn't like that version?
Over it, dude. Yeah, it was all right. It's just... he sounded like he took Tom's Diner and then mixed it with another beat that he found that was a tropical beat, put them together, and was like, see what I did? I am David Guetta. I am very good at doing this. Like, no, all he did was put two songs together. Like,
yeah, probably.
And then he goes and DJs and he doesn't know what he's doing. Have you heard the David Guetta when he put MLK behind a track?
MLK?
Yeah, Martin Luther King, and he had the freedom speech behind a track.
Okay. Wait, I feel like I did hear this song. I don't remember what he did.
It's so bad.
But
it's him trying so hard.
I do feel
really
like
make an impression. Stop it, David.
I do feel like that song was about to have a good pickup. If we got to there, we were gonna take way too long to get there. Probably it was gonna be two and a half minutes in. But I feel like that song was gonna get joyous and like we could have danced to it. We could have.
I'm sure. All right, explain this one because you're the one that brought up this Genie's Diner. Did you hear about this? Did you watch?
All right, check.
Were
this
you a
out.
Nick and Knight fan as well? Because it came after what we used to watch, right? What was it that we – there was something that came out at 9, and then Nick and Knight came out at 10. And I remember being like, oh, it's Nick and Knight. I'm going to bed. But I usually watch like a half hour of the next show.
Let me explain Nick and Knight to anybody that doesn't understand. Yeah, explain that to us. So like when I was a kid – first of all, I didn't have cable when I was like a young kid. We would go to visit my family in Ohio, and they had cable. And because –
you'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah, and because we'd be there for like a month in Ohio in the summer.
Yeah,
and like,
you guys went to a house for a month.
Yeah, we would like because we had a bunch of family in Ohio. At least sometimes, maybe just a few weeks.
A month is a fucking visit.
Yeah. At least a few times we did that.
I can see 2 weeks. I can see a week.
Maybe it was a couple weeks. At least once we stayed for a whole month. Yeah, and yeah, it was a big summer vacation. We'd go visit all our family out there, but like we'd stay with like my grandma, and like she would have cable, and I would be so excited to finally get cable channels, mainly like Nickelodeon. When I was like a kid, like I always wanted to watch Nickelodeon, never got to, and I was like excited to like watch it like every day when I was like 6-7 years old. As I got a little bit older, I got more excited about like MTV and like VH1 and some of those shows and stuff like that. But Nickelodeon would turn into Nick at Night at like 5 o'clock sharp, and it was a hard turn. Every
hard
day,
turn. I remember the hard turn too.
Because it would go
five
from
o'clock
like,
though. It was early
I
like
think
that?
So. I feel like
later.
I feel like I remember it being
I feel like it was
like,
after 8. Myself, but
it should have been, but I feel like it was, yeah, but it wasn't though, and that's what I remember being frustrating. I was like, it's not bedtime for me yet, like, what the hell? Like, but immediately it would go from like kids happy, friendly, like Nickelodeon splats everywhere, and here's a random foot with the Nickelodeon logo, and all these cartoon characters, and all this, and all of a sudden it'd be like, here's some shows from the 70s. And like for the longest time, it took me a while to actually like get into watching those. Eventually, as I got older, I started being like, I do like Laverne and Shirley. I could watch Happy Days. Like I could get into some of these like shows that are cooking up on Nick at Night. I Dream of Jeannie back then was one of the main shows that they would always put on. And this was an ad I remember seeing when I was getting, like, it was honestly like my first memory of this song was okay. this ad. And as I got older and like heard the regular version a lot, like literally just a year ago, I randomly was like, is that something that I remember correctly in my memory? Because I remember seeing an ad for I Dream of Jeannie on Nick at Night that was basically this song. And I looked it up, and as YouTube has the answers, they do. And I found it, and yeah, so now I got to play it as long as we're talking about Tom's
this
dad.
This version. With that said, also, real quick, I did the research. It did start at 8 p.m. Eastern time and Pacific time.
All right. Well, I was a kid. I don't remember everything that happened then.
You just didn't want to, like, you just didn't want to go to bed yet.
I didn't want to go to bed, dude. It was like not even dark yet.
I am sitting on the sofa. There's a TV in the corner. I am watching Major Nelson. He is played by Larry Hagman.
Jeannie!
And he found a little bottle and Doc Pop Barbara Eden. But she couldn't show her belly button. All she did was blink.
Good evening, Major Nelson.
Tony Nelson works at NASA with suspicious Dr. Bellows. And there's also Roger Healy, who would become Howard Borden.
Jeannie!
And Jeannie always means well, but they get in wacky trouble. She folds her arms and blinks her eyes. It's kind of like Bewitched.
Alright.
Not bad.
I bet you thought that was hilarious as a kid, too. Jeannie!
Well, yeah, and I remember the cool thing about it. It was like a head throughout the video of it. She was like dancing around in her like Jeannie outfit, like kind of like, but it was like, it was done in sort of a Tom's Adder music video sort of way that like they, as they were splicing in footage. Very clever, I thought. And because I always associated the song with I Dream of Jeannie just from that memory of seeing it one time as a kid. Isn't it funny? Like when you're a kid and you see something on TV, it always like sticks with you. Now you could find it if you just remember something you saw when you were eight. Yeah, that's kind of how that was.
Like the one thing I remember, the Pizza Hut commercial before Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Do you remember that commercial? The original.
Maybe.
Out in the distance, the game's riding on. There's strikes on the batter, and the runners are on. No?
Can't say I do.
And suddenly every week. Look at this video.
I bet you if
looking
I saw
at me,
it.
My mind has been wondering, what could it be? They point to the sky, and I look up above, and a baseball falls into my glove. No?
That last part kind of sounded a little familiar, but I'm going to say.
Right field.
I'm going to say you all need right. to go find that for me now, because now I have to put it in, but I don't want to do the research. No, you don't have to do it right now. Oh, okay. I'm just saying, like, when we put this.
Yeah, you got
to
do it.
I'll put it in right here.
Off in the distance, the game's dragging on. There's strikes on the batter. Some runners are on. But suddenly everyone's looking at me. My mind has been wondering, what could it be? They point to the sky and I look up above, and a baseball falls into my glove.
My sister and I sing that song to each other.
I could believe that. I will say that second verse on the I Dream of Jeannie Nick at Night thing started kind of just being like her naming actors on the show. Like, and Tom Norris plays Joe Jackson. And like, it was like a little... Yeah, a little bit less clever. It started cool though, but still, I love the vibe of it. No, the song's mellow as fuck. Did we finish it already? Did we already get out of it? I can't remember.
Yeah, no, we did get out of that. Yeah, we're done with that because it was. If not, we gotta listen to the whole thing. And then I wanted to show you the one EDM song that I am all about when it comes to this song.
This is the version that you might be hearing.
This is. Right? I don't know if they are hearing it, but this is the version that I enjoy when I'm playing it because it hits nicely.
Sitting in the morning at the diner. On the corner, I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. I am waiting for the coffee. I am waiting for the coffee.
Song hits.
I actually think that was the best version, to be honest.
Yeah, it hits good, right? Yeah. It's like, you get a little dance rhythm, and like, hey, yeah, I enjoy that. I mix that mid party, everybody's like, oh shit.
It pays proper homage to the original. It gives you good energy. It still tells the story of nothing that the original tells,
and has a solid dance beat behind it.
And it gives you a reason to get hyped, and start dancing to something. So. Yeah, I think tip of cap to whoever. Who did that one? Give him proper
props. That was done by Chap Tech.
What?
A remix. It's a remix.
I'm certain you're saying that wrong.
Chap, C-H-A-A-P, Tech.
What? Tech with a C-K?
T-E-C-H.
Okay. Chap Tech.
Chap Tech remix.
Cool. Good job, guys. Sounds German as fuck.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, with that, man, we have gone through the most asinine and pointless,
the most
song.
Nothing story song with a beautiful beat that
with a beautiful beat that we all love.
Great example that you don't actually need to tell a story to like tell a story with music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we felt like we were going on an adventure this whole time. I always felt like we were in the past.
And then we never actually reached the destination. We just kind of just kept like, oh, I guess.
Just kind of sat down and had a single half a cup of coffee.
Half a cup of coffee, put a little milk, watch some lady.
I didn't even think we got to the milk. Yeah, a lady walked in from the rain.
Then I poured the milk.
Oh, yeah. Lady walked in the rain and I just kind of looked at her a little bit and like.
She got her hair wet. Hmm. You know, as she was fixing her blouse. So I don't know.
Let me go walk to church.
Give me your
and
slaps.
That's it.
Give me your slaps and snaps on these the fantastic Tom's Diner.
All right, out of five slaps, I'm giving Tom's Diner.
Go. Nice. Three slaps and a wait. Three slaps and a.
All right, so that was a
three slaps and a waiting for your waitress.
Three
for the
slaps,
bill.
And yeah. The waitress walked in, and there was a little bell at the door. Took a few steps, and I was like, "Excuse me, ma'am, can I get a?" Oh, I can. Oh, okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah. So it's three slaps and a waiting for
and
your
I got
coffee,
and I got a refill of the coffee.
And a refill of the
coffee.
There
we go. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
So that was that.
Can I just say our slaps and snaps have gotten out of fucking hand?
Stupid now. We're out of control. Like, how do you even, like, measure? Well, imagine, like, a year from now, another one gets, like, that one actually got two slaps and a waitress walking in with a doorbell and then, like, took a few steps past and I wait for her and then she fills up my coffee.
They've never had a reading.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's like a Whose Line Is like, It Anyway, you know?
If we actually were to create a graph of, like, all the ratings, we had to, like, add all our stupid shit in there.
Oh, that one had four snaps, like, 14 slaps.
And that also then, and it had four slaps and a woman jumping off the side of a cliff and yelling Geronimo and then, like, throwing a series of darts at a blimp that was passing by because that was how that song hit. But you know what? Sometimes you just feel the
great
vibe.
Great visual, by the way. My brain just saw darts. Anyway.
That's what I do. Just like this song. Just like Tom's Diner.
My slaps, my snaps.
I lost count. What are we at?
I gave it a.
I lost count of snaps, but I felt like that was a four slapper with a lot of dot.
It's four and four and four.
Okay.
It's
good balance.
It's one of those songs, especially with the last mix I just did. Mm-hmm. It made it like a dance song. I could throw this in anywhere. It's just, it relaxes me. It has a great rhythmic beat it's like, boom, tsh, like, you guys heard it, right? Let me do it one more time, just so you guys know what I'm talking about. This thing. Listen to
that beat right there. Oh. I can do anything with that beat.
You can do anything. I can relax. I can run.
I could almost hear it on a loop. I'll clean my whole house to this.
Clean my whole house, dude.
I'll do the
and
dishes.
Then groove. And an hour later be like, oh, I'm still
I'll
going.
Start freestyling in the middle of it. And I'll start like dancing beat. And breakdancing in the middle. Why'd you stop it?
Because it's done. I just wanted to show you. And then you got the
whole.
Other one. You got the other one that's. Peaceful, relaxing. I know the song well, you know the song well, but we all never knew what the song was actually talking about. And those are my favorite ones. Those are my favorite songs. The most conspicuous, the ones that tell a story that we all heard it, but never actually paid attention to. And this one is successful in it. So I'm giving it 4 and 4, man. All right. And a what you got for it?
And it turns. I gave mine, yeah.
Shit.
I waited for the woman to walk by and like pour
that's
my
right.
coffee.
That's right. Yours was the fucking bell. The whole thing. That's why I was like, wait, too much. Dude. My brain went nuts on yours.
It feels like such a vibe. It turns out it's just a normal-ass Wednesday morning at Tom's Diner.
That's it.
And I don't know who Tom's Diner is, but it's a vibe.
Let's let her hear it one more time, and then we'll... Next!
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.